I am a believer, yes, and that's what I do. Now, I have chosen then to believe God. I've chosen to believe His Word.
I know my God has made a way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to a special edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland is honored to have as his guest Jeremy Pearsons, who brings insight into daily application of living in faith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. You're going to like it, too. I can promise you that. Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving today. We open our hearts, we open our minds to receive revelation from heaven. Praise God. We've had all the world revelation we want. We want revelation from heaven about you, Jesus. You're the object of our revelation and our desire. Your word is the light of our life. And we thank you for it, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I am particularly thrilled about having my oldest grandchild. Well, he ain't a grandchild. Is he a grand man? I mean, can you have a grand man? This is my oldest grandman here. Praise the Lord. Jeremy Pearson. Jeremy, God bless you,
sir.
Thank you, Papa. The ministry life that has surrounded you all your life. I have, of course, I've watched Jeremy since the day he was born, and I was... When he was born, Gloria and I were learning, we're still learning, but man, then we were learning hour by hour how to live the next day. I mean, it was, you know, we were learning revelation daily about walking the life of faith, and particularly for our children, and you being the first grandchild, and seeing to it your mama and dad and just so vitally interested in seeing to it that proper steps were taken, not religious steps, mm-hmm. but steps according to the Word and covenant steps to bring dedication into your life and to dedicate you according to the Word to Jesus and His ministry. Mm-hmm. And I've watched that all of your life. And Jeremy has been... He's been in the ministry literally all of his life, as I said, but not just as a preacher's kid. We didn't raise our children to be religious. We raised our children to live by faith, and to watch them grow and watch their faith develop has been an adventure in itself. Because when you see your children and then your grandchildren, not living on your revelation, but living on their revelation, and watch how God has brought them along, and they learn how to use their faith at a young age and learn that this is the way we live. This is not what we do at church. This is the way our lives are sustained. And then, of course, watching you as the calling of God then began to manifest itself in your life over the years. And then to see and to hear revelation coming from your heart. I've learned a lot of things from you. And some of the things that you come shared with me, I just preached them, didn't even mention you.
That's true. I've done it to you.
I didn't even give him credit for any of it. I just went on like I came up with that, and I learned it from him. But this is part of the excitement of a family that lives by faith. Because we're a big family now. They have 9 grandchildren, and all of us are in love with one another. There's no family fussing. There's no family fights going on and all that kind of thing. We're being blessed of the Lord, and it's a fun thing when a whole family like this loves one another and you come together. and have exciting times in God and great miracles in our lives. But the big thing is to watch ministry come out of your children and watch them grow up to go on into the things of God. Mm-hmm. Father, we just give you praise and blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I wanted to ask you this right at the very outset here because something has really come up over the last several years called 1440. Mm-hmm. And man, the kids are talking it and the young people at church are talking it. And it's been going on now long enough to where it's a powerful thing. It's obvious that there's a move of God that's begun to build out of that. And I was curious, and I know our partners are curious about where 1440 came from. Now, I'll tell you, I hadn't mentioned this to you or anybody else, and I thought maybe I might keep my mouth shut about it, but I'm not known for keeping my mouth shut. So, I know during World War I, there was a particular French railroad car. Was called 48. And when you got talking about 1440, I thought, 1440, 40 and 8, wonder what it, but 40 and 8 meant that in that car you could carry 40 men or 8 mules. And I thought, well, now that can't be, that can't be, there's something different here. This is a different thing.
So, it's a little different.
So, yeah. I want you to tell us how the Lord gave that to you, mm-hmm. because it is it's a powerful thing. Like I said, it's come up among the kids. But I noticed it, Jeremy, really taking hold in the little ones, the small ones, that are taking hold of Commander Kelly's teaching on the pure life and living this thing for God every day of my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing it spring up in these little guys. So share that with us and tell us where you got that.
The name itself was actually a friend of mine who was working here at the church for a little while. This is something he was working with the teenagers in the church, and this was a smaller group that he had started. But I called him one day and just started asking him about it. Where'd that come from? Talk to me about it. And just on a basic level, 1440 is every one of us. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You get 1,440 minutes to live every day. That's what you get. You don't get any more and you don't get any less. And our mission, our goal from the Lord.
You can't get it back either.
No, you can't.
It's going by every minute, isn't it?
Our goal is to teach these young believers to live every minute, every day, all for the glory of God. And that's what you're talking about when you're talking about what mom and dad have put in me and what other moms and dads are putting in their young people. I'm glad we're talking about this because this is what I want to address this week. We tend to get, there's a couple of trains of thought when you start thinking about life and you think about, especially when you think about the future and you got all kinds of pressure, especially teenagers in high school. You got, towards the end of those high school years, you got, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? What are your goals? Your goals, your goals. And I think being goal oriented is good, but when I sit down with these teenagers, one of the things I want them to realize is make your 5-year plan, but you got to live the next 10 minutes. To get to that 5 years. There's no way around it. You have got to live between the morning and the evening. And that's what the Bible calls the walk of faith. And when we think and we talk about this walk of faith, somehow I think sometimes it just, people lose it in terminology, but when we talk to young people and adults alike, the walk of faith is just that. It is a walk. And how do you walk? You take one step at a time. And I don't care what kind of super Christian you think you are, you cannot walk taking more than one step at a time. You can take a really big step, but it's still just one step. And that's what we're teaching these young people to do. Take one step at a time and make every step to the glory of God. Every word that comes out of your mouth, for every minute of every day, let it be to the glory of God. Of God.
I'm hearing in what God has given you here I'm hearing what the Lord's been dealing with Gloria about for months and months and months about His master plan. Yeah. There's a lot of different kind of plans out there and all different kinds of things. But His master plan is laid out, and it don't go through Sickville and Brokeville what was it, Brother Hagin? You just go to Grumble Alley. His master plan is His planned route for you. Mm-hmm. And it's the best road you get on. But I'm hearing that couple of what you're saying. You can only walk that master plan one step at a time. And if you get the next step right and the next step right, the rest of the road is not a difficult thing to get, is it?
Through my life, you've given me a lot of advice. It's a lot of advice you didn't even know you gave me. But one of the key things that I go back to over and over and over again in my life is we were in the car driving together, and I was talking to you about, I was coming to the end of high school, and Papa, I want to go into ministry. I feel like it's time, but I don't. Do I go to college? What do I need to do? And you told me, you said, Jeremy, do what's right in front of you to do. Which is so simple. But here I am thinking, I want to be doing all this that's down here. I want to be doing 10 years from now, right now. But I can't. I can't do it, because what you were telling me was, when you take the step that's right in front of you, then you lay a foundation for the step that comes after that. And when you take that step and you do it well and you complete it and you're faithful in it, then you have laid a foundation for the step to come. And I think that's where the confusion sets in and frustration is, when you try to do stuff, when you try to live 10 years from now, right now,
you can't do it.
That's not walking.
Well, no, and that's
it's
what,
not a jump of faith.
That's what Jesus was talking about. He said, listen, all that's got trouble enough of its own. Mm-hmm. If you'll deal with this right here. I knew I was off track, but I really wasn't sure how I got there. And I was really disturbed about the fact that I knew I was off track for what God had called me to do in this ministry. It was bothering me, man. It was really, you know, tearing at me. And how do I get back over there? Oh, you know, I was all agitated over it. Well, the agitation is as much out of the will of God, mm-hmm, as being off course there for a little while. Because to be agitated is not the will of God to start with. Yeah. And I was praying and seeking the Lord over this thing, and I finally settled down and realized that getting all tore up about it isn't going to do anything. And I relaxed. The word of the Lord came to him, and he said, don't you believe that I could take you from where you are right now, right straight back into my perfect will? Mm-hmm. See, I was trying to get back over there. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, yeah, Lord. He said, well, why don't you just relax? Mm-hmm. And he said, from now on, instead of getting all agitated, just say, Lord, your will be done. Mm-hmm. I, by faith, receive your will be done. And Jeremy, that's when I heard the Lord say, I'm going to take you back over, but it's going to be one step at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to do this week. That's what I want you to do this week. And in our viewing audience, everybody who's a part of this, just relax. You know, just take a deep breath and relax. I was talking to Dad one day. He had invited me to come up. I must have been 21, 22 years old. And he had invited me to come to the Regents meeting up at Oral Roberts University, which to me was a great honor, you know, to get sitting there and listen to it. But I was already committed here at home, and I got real frustrated. I was on the phone with him about it. I said, oh, dude, I wish I could. Oh, man, I hate to miss that. I can't believe it. He said, Jeremy, you're 21. You're not 60, 70, 80 years old. You've got your whole life, man. He said, relax. And that was, again, that simple advice. And that's what I want to do in the Word of God this week.
Say it again, 1440.
1,440 minutes in a day. Teaching young believers or believers to live every minute, every day, all for the glory of God.
Praise God.
Yeah. And you have to relax to do that. You have got to enter the rest of God. You have got to take a deep breath and just take Him at His word. And that's what I want to do this week. I want to address this everyday life. And if you're watching at home or at work or wherever you can get this broadcast or listening to it on the radio, this is what I want you to set yourself to do this week. Listen all week long. Because I'm going to ask you some questions, and this is the way the Lord put it to me. We're going to set this up kind of interview style here, you know, and if you ever watch a good interview, then the guy asking questions, he's going somewhere with it, right? If a good question gets a good answer. And this happened to Jesus throughout his life in ministry. There were people, the disciples of the Pharisees came and they're trying to set him up with questions and they weren't from a good heart or a right motive. And there's times he asked them a question they had no idea about. He said, well, I'm not answering yours. But Nicodemus came to him and asked him some questions, almost in the same direction, but I believe the heart was different about it. And Nicodemus,
he took half the night to answer him. I mean,
and out of that great question that Nicodemus asked him, Jesus said, John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Fabulous statement.
And that answer that has changed humanity and history and future and all of it came from
a question.
Good question. And that's what I want to do this week. I want to ask you some questions. I'm going to ask you some questions, too, that help us identify where we're at in this life, this every minute, every day, walking out this life of faith before the Lord. So I want to, if we can jump into the Word here for the next few minutes, I want to start in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Okay.
And get your Bible, get on board with us here. We're going to look at verse 7. I'm going to read starting verse 7 through the end of the chapter, but what we're going to do this week is just pick this chapter apart. We're going to ask our questions out of this. We'll look other places in the Word and it'll be good. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse 7. Paul writing here says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And verse 13, listen to this. So, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We believe, therefore speak. Knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Look at verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. We're going to spend some time on that this week. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Verse 13, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore speak. Verse 14, knowing. This is where I want to start this week, and this is the question I want to put to you, our audience, and I want to hear you on this too, Papa. But I want to begin with this question. Can you believe this? And we ask ourselves that, and we ask people that, can you believe, I can't believe this. Can you believe this? Well, I'm asking you about the Word of God. Can you believe this? This is where I believe the spirit of faith begins, and this is what sets us apart from any and everybody on this planet. It is what, and more importantly, who we believe. Can you believe this? I wrote this in my Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I wrote it right here at the beginning of all that. I believe all of this.
Yeah, that's good, man.
You know?
Yeah.
And from there to the very end, I believe it. And when we go and we preach, we lead people in this all the time, and I do it with our young people. Say this after me. I am a believer. It's who I am,
and
it's
what
I
do.
That's my life. That's what you've taught us to do.
It struck me like it just startled me one day. when I realized, yes, I can believe it. I can believe anything. Anything I choose to believe, I can believe it. I don't care if it is so stupid and so outlandishly nuts. I could believe it if I decide to believe it because I realized that I am a believer. Yes, sir. And that's what I do. Now, I have chosen then to believe God. Mm-hmm. I've chosen to believe His Word. And people don't realize they do it all the time. They choose to believe a scientist. Mm-hmm. They choose to believe a doctor. Well, when you did that, you released your faith because you're a human man. I mean, that's built into you. Mm-hmm. You chose to believe. Some people choose to believe in the power of money. Mm-hmm. I heard a guy say one time, I'll tell you one thing, I don't trust nobody or nothing. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. There's a truster in you, and it works. He trusts in not trusting anybody or nothing. But that believing thing is down on the inside of every human there is. But when we train that towards God, I choose to believe this. Jeremy, that had probably more drastic effect on my life at that moment than anything that had happened to me up till that time. I was already doing that, but the realization is that in my life, I not only have this responsibility, I'm in charge of this.
Yeah.
Of what I decide to believe. Yes, I can. I can believe it.
And that's where this begins for us. This is about as simple as it gets, because this is not something you got to go do. This is not something you have to go work at. This is something you are. This comes down from the depths. John G. Lake said this. He said, Christianity is not in the doing, it is in the being. And I thought that was so strong, because this believing, it can begin right there where you're sitting right now. And it's a choice. I believe this. And Jesus said it in John chapter 14. He said, if you believe in me, the works that I do, you'll do. And greater works
than these. Whew. Praise God. You get that? In fact, let's say it together. I am a believer. And I choose to believe God's Word. This is what I am. And this is what I do. Amen.
Amen.
This is the way we live, isn't it?
Yeah.
The just shall live by faith. This is our decisions of faith and to believe God's Word in every circumstance. I don't care what that says or how that looks. This says this. And so I'm going to stay with this till it changes that and changes that. I've made my mind up. I believe this. Praise God. Jeremy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in a perfect world where nothing ever goes wrong? But what do you do when you wake up in this world? How should you react when you feel rejected, angry, or when your heart is hurting? In this audio series by Jeremy Pearsons, you'll learn to draw out the nature of Christ that lives in you and act like Jesus no matter what you face.
Little Joe, is it because I am pretty and you want to kiss me?
In The Wasted Kiss, Jeremy teaches on what God created your lips for.
It's about giving you the weapons that you need to survive this life. Because if God on the throne has His way, you and I will be victorious in this life.
On the cutting edge of modern worship, Thank You is the latest from Marcus Kenny and delivers powerful new songs for this generation of faith-filled worshipers. The 1440 Package. Tools to help live your life for the glory of God, every minute, every day. Order the 1440 package today for only $25. This package contains two teaching messages on CD by Jeremy Pearsons and a music CD by Marcus Kenny. These resources are sure to make an impact on your entire family. Purchase your package online through our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
The 1440 package. I want to talk to you for few more minutes about this. What do I do when? I look back on my attempts when I was a teenager. I had a heart for God, but I was just scared spitless of it. And I didn't know what to do. If I'd had known what to do, I would have done it. Mm-hmm. But I failed at it enough times that finally I got mad, and Satan really tricked me big time. And like to cost me my life. But thank God Jesus and my mama got it back. Praise the Lord. Amen. What do I do when? Well, what I do when they say this, what do I do when that comes at me? Yeah. I'm telling you, these kids today are facing more than we ever faced. I'll tell you, it is just, it's awesome and huge, but the Word of God is bigger, because where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And then, Brother Jeremy, the wasted kiss. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to get this to find out what this is. I'm not about to ask him about this. Yeah, we will. We'll get into it before the week's up. And then there's this great CD by Marcus Kinney, Praise the Lord. You really need this. Not just for your kids. You get a hold of it. You watch and listen yourself, and bring your kids in. Yeah. And if there's something on there you don't understand, ask your grandkids. They'll explain it to you. Amen. It's good stuff, Jeremy. Powerful stuff. Father, we pray. We pray for all of our kids. We pray for every soul on this radio and television broadcast today, and for the strength of the power of God in our young people. In Jesus' name, quickly, before we leave the air, August the 4th through the 9th, Southwest Believers Convention, our hometown meeting, Fort Worth, Texas. Now, this is really important. Super kids, age 6 to 12, and 1440 junior high and high school students, praise God. This is a powerful time to get your children, your grandchildren, your young people in here for a whole week of the Word of God. Jeremy and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455. Jump into faith, hope, and love at the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th through 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Special services also include Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
And I want you to determine right now, you're not a quitter. Don't give up. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on what God's called you to do. Yes, but it's hard. Hey, you need some endurance.